I Love You 3000 on Afternoons with the Grooves right here on Douglas County's hit music station, I-101. Cruising through the drive at 5, and I have a special guest in the studio. She's well known to the studio. She's not necessarily a guest anymore. She comes in here so often, she's basically family. Maren, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Nice to see you again. Thank you for stopping by this afternoon. I know you got practice in about 15 minutes, so you're gonna squeeze in here real quick and let us know a little bit about the Miss Douglas County program.
Yes.
So give us, and you've had a pretty busy last couple months, by the way.
Definitely.
Since the last time you were in here anyway. So why don't we start with the Miss Douglas County program, and then we'll evolve into how the last couple months have been going for you, since you're pretty darn popular right now.
All right, so the Miss Douglas County program is starting up. Applications are already out. Preliminaries are going to be in the next couple of months, so you need to sign up really soon. You can sign up on the website missdouglascounty.org, and even if you're not quite sure if the teen program or the Miss program is right for you, you can apply and they will get a person in contact with you. And if you're still not sure that these pageant things are right for you, first of all, you don't have to have any pageant experience. It's a great experience no matter what. And I am always available to talk to you a little bit about what these pageants could do for you and the benefits that I've gotten from them. So you can reach out to me on my Facebook and social media pages as well.
Go ahead and give us what your Facebook pages are. Could they just search your name and that'll get them right to you?
I have multiple Facebook pages. One is Maren Gray Community Matters and the other is Miss Oregon's Outstanding. Teen.
All right. And so someone like me who has no history whatsoever with pageants, I could give you a call and we can hang out and you can give me some beauty tips and let me know what I need to do as far as like, what's the age range? I know that there's like a little miss, or what is the little princess?
The princesses are from 5 to 12. That's a non-competitive princess program. So they get a great experience. They get to come to the practices and their names get entered into a bowl and the name is drawn out of the bowl and they get to be an honorary title holder for the year. And the teen program is 13 to 17 and the Miss program is 17 to 25. So it's a really great opportunity for scholarships for young women.
And just because you may have competed once doesn't mean that you can't compete again, correct?
Definitely. You get benefits from it no matter how many times you've competed.
And I was thinking that before I so rudely interrupted you that that it's if you competed once and maybe the results weren't exactly what you were hoping for, that competing itself was practice, that the next time you go through, maybe you'll be a little bit, the word proud keeps coming in my head. That's not the word I'm looking for. It's been kind of a long day. You have more practice behind you, so you're more, what am I thinking of here?
And even if you don't win, there's so many benefits that you get from it. There's so much scholarship money involved. There's a program called Build Your Own Scholarship, where you get to go out in the community and raise money, and you get 40% of the proceeds, and 60% goes to advancing the scholarships for the rest of the young women. So even if you don't win, you can win special awards and get tons of scholarship money from Build Your Own Scholarship as well.
Copied. So scholarships is one of the biggest reasons, of course, but when you were Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen, there was a lot of community service also that you were able to participate in. How did that go? Was that something that you really enjoyed doing?
Yes, it really was. It really gave me a new perspective. And even before I won, all the contestants got to participate in community service events. So that was good to build some teamwork and some experience, especially going into the title itself.
And then one of the things that I noticed throughout tracking your career is that you morphed almost immediately. How long were you? I'm trying to think of what happened here, but you are now Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen.
Yes.
So the process, was it basically the same as becoming Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen, or was there a whole different road that you had to go down to get into that program?
It was a lot of work, but definitely being Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen has prepared me for competing for the state title and being the state title holder. So even if you're not quite sure what it's about, it's a great experience and it gives you lots of practice.
And I was noticing on your Facebook page that when you head up to, and it's not just like the community service, you still serve with some past title holders of Miss Douglas County, the current Miss Douglas County's Outstanding Teen, Olivia. But you also have, like when you go to Seaside, it's like a sisterhood, yes?
It really is
fair to say?
Sisterhood. You gain about 20 new friends each year, so it's a really fun week.
So you see someone up in Seaside for about a week when you're competing for a title holder, and then there was a foundation benefit, what was that, last weekend at Seven Feathers?
Oh, the Oregon Hunters Association.
There was like four or five ladies there that were title holders.
Yeah, it was kind of a title holder reunion. It was good to see all of them again.
And you guys are all from Douglas County?
Not all of us. Some of us were from across the state.
Because I was about to put a feather in Douglas County's cap because I'm like, yeah, that's right. All the title holders in Oregon are from Douglas County. I mean, let's just say it. We're proud of our ladies. Yeah, there is. And you're basically number one in my book. And how close were you to when you were competing? What were you competing for a couple months ago.
I was actually competing for Miss America's Outstanding Teen with
Miss
the
America.
State title. So that was held in Orlando, Florida. It was about 2 weeks of insane, incredible fun and friendships.
Now, and then you are mixing that into the fact that, how old are you now?
I'm 14.
14, and you're a sophomore at Roseburg High School?
Yes.
And so you have a full schedule there.
Definitely.
And then on top of that, you do something else in the evenings?
I dance a lot.
You dance. So not only is your plate full, it's like heaping full, right?
Pretty much.
And your mom's in the background, so she can just yell hi real quick, because we'll hear her on the microphones.
Hi.
There's Andrea right there. So your mom is basically, I mean, you'd be proud of her if she won like a hot dog eating contest, right? she's like Miss Oregon's Outstanding Teen, and you're the chauffeur, so that's
pretty
cool.
Really good supporter and chauffeur.
I was going to say that, and it was kind of a cool vacation to head out to Florida.
It really was, yeah.
She loves the microphone, can't you tell? So anyway, and is there anything else that you wanted to chat about while you were in here, Miss Marin?
Well, the Miss Douglas County program is putting on a benefit Miss Douglas County golf tournament that is on October 12th. From 8 to 1, and it's a four-person scramble, and you can go online again at missdouglascounty.org and purchase your ticket. There's $75 per person, and all the money goes towards advancing the scholarships of these amazing young women in the program.
Is that being held at the Roseburg Country Club?
It's in the Oak Hills Country Club in Sutherland.
In Sutherland. All right. So is there a phone number that you said one more time that people can get their advance tickets?
You can go online at missdouglascounty.org, and there's also a Facebook event through the Miss Douglas County program page.
All right. So make sure that you get your tickets. Head over there. It's $75. It's 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's a great benefit on October 12th going on at the Oak Hills Golf Course in Sutherland. Marin, appreciate you stopping by. I know you've got to get the heck out of here. We've been chatting forever, it feels like, and you have to get to your ballet class in like the next 17 minutes. So no running any red lights, Missy.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Right now, it's Truth Hurts. It's Lizzo on Afternoons with the Groobs on Douglas County's hit music station, I-101.